Now, let's just concentrate on the Indian squad for a moment. So what do you make of the squad that's actually been picked? So just sort of concentrating on the players in the squad for the moment. The right squad for the series?
I would say so. I think there weren't many differences over the squad selection. Maybe a couple here and there. As always, there are certain spots in the side which are open. I think the playing 11, out of the playing 11, 8 of them selected themselves, despite the fact that Virender Sehwag and Gautam Gambhir have not been in the greatest of form, or you have fitness issues for Zahir Khan as always. Sachin Tendulkar has not been looking in great touch. Obviously, he scored a century in the build-up to the series in the Ranji Trophy opening round. So there are minor issues always, but again, I would say 8 or 9 of these players, or the first 11, they pick themselves. Then there are minor squabbles over the other positions. So, for example, there's the position of the third choice spinner. And as I said, Harbhajan Singh being selected for that, it just shows that India's cupboard for spin is a little bare at the moment, because Harbhajan Singh hasn't really set the stage afire with his performances, Champions League T20, nothing too special. Even in the first Ranji match, he picked up 3 wickets in the match. He bowled decently well, but again, nothing too special so that he becomes the frontline spinner. So that's one of the choices. Then you have Murali Vijay. I think there were a couple of other contenders, Shikhar Dhawan and Abhinav Mukund. He was also in contention. Both of them were in contention. So a bit of a dicey choice there, but Murali Vijay had a couple of centuries in the build up to the season. So maybe a fair choice. So it could have been either of those three players. And then the most interesting one, I think, Ajinkya Rahane, who's been selected as a middle order batsman this time around, because Murali Vijay will be the opener. And also the fact that he was selected as the number 3 batsman for the India A practice game against England in Mumbai. So these new selectors want Ajinkya Rahane to be developed as a middle order batsman. Perhaps that's a bit of a hard luck for Manoj Tiwari, who's done absolutely everything right to be having a certain test spot, or at least an ODI spot, and he's nowhere close to that. So perhaps in the near future with these new set of selectors. But I think the biggest news is the return of Yuvraj Singh and the dropping of Suresh Raina, which means that there is no competition for the number 6 spot. Yuvraj Singh has had a double 100 coming into the series. He's had taken a 5 wicket haul against England in the practice match. I think this is a fairy tale story, and when he takes the field against England at Ahmedabad, it will be the completion of the fairy tale.
Yes, that's going to be something to look out for. So, just give us your expected lineup for that first test in a few days' time.
Well, I would start with Sehwag and Gambhir. Number 3 would be Chetheshwar Pujara, of course. Number 4, Sachin Tendulkar, Virat Kohli, Yuvraj Singh, MS Dhoni. And I would go with Pragyan Ocha and R. Ashwin in the first test, because the way they bowl against New Zealand, they merit this continuation policy. And of course, a few right-handers in the English middle order, so you would want the left-arm spinner to bowl, especially to Kevin Peterson. There's a school of thought that, Yuvraj Singh is the left-arm off-spinner, so maybe they might play both Ashwin and Bhaji, but I don't see that happening for the first test, at least. And of course, I would play Umesh Yadav with Zahir Khan. There's a couple of fitness issues with Zahir about his groin, so we'll have to see how it goes in the lead up to the match. But this will be my 11 for the first test, at least.